Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Trap game, my bum. Not with this leadership, not with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. The accountability of the players, the leadership from the captains. Is this a trap game? You guys need a little extra rest? We could cut those meetings short. Oh, hell no, coach. Oh, you guys, it's going to be a little cold out. You guys want to practice in the bubble to recover? Oh, hell no, coach. That's what the leaders said, Nick Vitzy Stevens. The vibes. We're just going to take the vibes that we picked up in the spring and the summer and grab that baton from the Red Sox and hand it to Drake May and your New England Patriots, because I'm sorry, I was a little hesitant with the 41 guys lifted on the off day Tuesday thing last week.
Yeah, because who really wants to go to Planet Fitness when you can go to Gillette Stadium?
Plus,
right?
I also don't know how many guys lifted last year. I don't really have a relative number.
But how many guys
lift,
you know, because, you know, we are in the post-Gronk squat Jake Bailey gate like Guerrero time.
But this... where you have leadership that says, no, we need that extra 35 minutes of meeting. Who likes meetings? I mean, you and I have been known in a few meetings to say, this could have been an email.
This very well could have been an email. And it's a 25-minute meeting. Like, what exactly, I love the fact that Vrabel has it down to the minute.
Yeah.
I can save you 25 minutes by cutting out this meeting and the leadership, which is now, of course, famously, as he said back in January, we're removing entitlement from the building. He swept clear all the previous guys, all of whom last year were injured, traded, or departed, from David Andrews through Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise, and beyond.
We also cleared the runway
for a certain
number 10 to take over.
And that worked out extremely well for his benefit.
So far, we'll see.
I think people... So far, so good. By and large, and people are actually buying his jersey now and not just taping his name over Jones or Garoppolo as well. So everything is working out. The only thing I think anybody needs to be concerned with tomorrow night is injury. Whether the Patriots are injured enough-ish coming off of a very hard-fought, physical, contested game Sunday down in Tampa, and or can they escape playing mildly compromised and not get injured further. That is my primary concern heading into tomorrow night, as well as heading out of tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm having fewer and fewer concerns about tomorrow night. I said to you on the Six Rings post-game show, by the way, welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in the city of Boston and all across
New
England.
It's a lovely fall day.
It is a nice fall day.
It is.
There's a chill in the air, but it's not bad. It's an acceptable chill for November.
No, it's good. It's good air. It's like that kind of air that reminds you, you're alive.
We are alive, and... I think the Patriots are more alive than ever. And I said to you on Sunday night, I think the word I used was icky. This might be an icky game against the Jets. Feels less icky the more we go along. Yeah, and that's fine. Any of those words? Ted Johnson brought up in his three-point stance yesterday that this was the first legitimate trap game of the season. I'm feeling less and less about that way.
This one?
Yeah. And I get it. I get a division foe, short week, banged up, you know, all these things. But the more I hear Mike Vrabel talk and the more I hear the leadership talk, whether that's Drake May or Stephon Diggs or those, or just see their examples, yesterday would have been a really easy day to practice inside. Like if you just wanted to be a soft team or a coddled team. I also wonder, is it a test? Like, is Vrabel putting out little tests and they don't even know they're being tested for where they're at in their accountability development as a leadership group?
Aren't the tests over at this point?
I don't think so.
Don't you earn your big boy pants by a certain point in the season? And then it's like, hey, you know, like, it's like parenting. Do you have to keep parenting them in 14, 16, 18? Or, like, do you get to a point where it's like just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
You always have.
I know you want to, like, you want to put your feet up and be Grandpa Fitz, but...
Wait a second. Stanley, do you have children we don't know about?
I might have children I don't know about, but 100%. I think, Andy, you know what? I never thought about that, but you know what? That testing does kind of make sense, and I think, no, the testing never stops.
I wonder if he was testing them. Like, yeah, we can end this meeting early. What do you guys think about that? Or, yeah, we could go into the whatever the hell they call it, waste management field house or whatever it is down there. And he's hoping they answer right, but he's kind of like putting it out there. And he might have said, you jackasses, that's the wrong answer. We're going outside and now we're tacking on an extra 30 minutes.
You're
on
supposed
the back end.
To say, yes, sir, can I have another meeting? You're supposed to say, I want to practice extra long out in the elements. Well, we have to not practice extra long because then we may get the organization fined. But you know what we mean, Coach. This is such a testament to the strength of this new leadership core. You know, we've been batting around like, oh man, what an offseason they had. Such a great draft. More props and hip hops need to be given now to their free agency class, because look how good Milton Williams is. Look at what a badass Matt Collins is. Look at the leadership from Steph Diggs. The fact that they've all of it has gelled together to form this like unified team that you would swear hasn't been playing together for 8 months, but 8 years is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. I think there's a luck portion to it. I think you can think you're doing the right thing as a coach and put the right pieces together, and then I think you kind of cross your fingers and hope that it comes together as well as it had. And that leads me to the question. Is the culture and the vibes actually the biggest difference in this team? Like, we've talked a lot about coaching, right? The coaching staff and the offensive. We've talked a lot about quarterback play. Drake May is freaking awesome. We've talked a lot about various positions, the offensive line or whoever. Is it maybe just the culture that's been the biggest deal? Because remember, all of the things a year ago that were just so weird or off or at times like bad, whether it was social media and the Jalen Ragers or guys bitching about the ball at wide receiver, even little things. I think it was Godchaw was on with the midday show and he was like, yeah, I think it seemed like people were taking plays off. Like, he was kind of calling out teammates on the radio. And part of us is like, oh, that's kind of interesting. We've never had this before in New England. And then it's like, that's also terrible. How about you talk to him off air?
I had a Godchaw interview where he burped and dropped an S-bomb.
Oh, great. So I do wonder, is culture maybe the biggest change with this team? Vibes. Is that maybe the biggest improvement?
That's a quarter in the vibes jar.
For your 2025 New England Patriots to the point where, and Ted has mentioned this a lot, and we'll talk to Ted about it at 3 o'clock and beyond here on WEEI Afternoons. Also, 3:45. We'll have our weekly chat with Adam Schefter, noted Drake May fantasy owner. I'm sure he's excited.
Is this the week where we ask him straight up, like right out the gate, like, is it time for you to admit the Patriots are not just a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender?
Sure. Is that your question?
I think you'll beat me to it. But
no, you can have that. I'll save that for you. I'll come up with a. I got to come up with a Drake take of the week from Adam Schefter. You know how
How
works.
Are you? Doesn't necessarily count.
Okay. It doesn't. But when we talk to Ted has talked about past great teams and self-policing or accountability within the team, that the policing can't just come from the head coach or, you know, position coaches or leaders. I feel, did we just become a team in New England that the leadership is what is kind of keeping everything in check? The wide receiver position, let's go there. The Stephon Diggs leadership, the way that Pop Douglas has accepted whatever his role is, whatever it was and isn't and all, like, are they now policing themselves where Vrabel can do a little bit what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Maybe isn't done, but maybe is a little bit like,
wow, this is nice to just kind of watch these boys take care of themselves.
It's almost like being president and then having all your different executive bodies of government and all of your different, you know, departments, Homeland Security, Transportation, Education. He's got a very, right now at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with the Patriots, he has the most functional football government I have seen there since probably the mid-2010s, right before the whole Guerrero and everything broke out in 2017, Tom versus Time, et cetera, Johnny effing Foxborough. Like, everything, every group he has set up. And it also stems from the leadership, too, from Josh McDaniels and Thomas Brown and Doug Marrone and Todd Downing. All these guys have their different fiefdoms in their different departments. You know, Department of Wide Receiver, Department of Quarterbacks, Department of Offensive Line. They're all vastly improved. They're all highly functional. And they're self-policing now, which means he can be a little bit more of a hands-off coach in terms of talking to his players like kids and worrying about the big things with stretch and other things that have other teams afraid of playing the Patriots at this point.
Is it as simple as the 617 texter says? And if you want to join the text line or the phone call, 617-779-7937, 617 says they're tough, just like their coach. Is it as simple as that? Whatever that cocksure, cockiness, swagger, Mike Vrabel enters a room, you know he's in the room. Mm-hmm. Is it as simple as they're tough like their coach?
Can it be as simple as this? The talent on this team is so drastically improved.
So you think it's the talent creating good vibes, not vibes allowing the talent to succeed?
I almost feel like if we're going to do like an emergency power ranking, I would say the talent overall, followed by the culture, and then followed by good fortune and health.
I think I'd put culture at the top of the list.
Over talent.
I think they love each other. I said to you probably 6 weeks ago, I know they love their coach. They've made it quite clear they love their coach.
I spoke earlier this morning, friend. You know him very well. He does the All 32 podcast with Giardi. Turn on the Jets. Will Parkinson, mm-hmm. Excellent Jets fan, Jets broadcaster as well.
That's too bad.
I know. He's a very good guy.
He should pick a new team.
He really should. He's hurt. He's hurting just like everyone is. There's videos that we'll play a little bit from later on in the show from SNY, the Jets network down there, the Jet work, if you will, with their broadcasters talking about how painful this game is, but also how inspirational this game is. It's painful because the Jets desperately wanted Mike Vrabel, didn't go aggressively enough after him, didn't offer him too much money so that he didn't even want to take the New England interview. But at the same time, they also are going to seek inspiration from Vrabel because Aaron Glenn and all these other people in the Jets organization, Andy, are going to convince themselves, hey, if Vrabel could basically do it in a year, so can we. This is going to become Mike Vrabel is now establishing a new standard in the NFL where people are going to believe with a good draft, with a great free agency class, and nailing the quarterback. And that's obviously the biggest problem with the Jets.
I was going to say, I would reorder those a little bit.
Well, that was more of a buildup as opposed to a power ranking. And obviously, it's not Justin Fields, but you got to nail that quarterback. Nope. When you get those three things in line, just the same way there's all that alignment, favorite word of the year for the Red Sox and Breslow, when you have that alignment, you actually have a team. And then you can establish culture, and then you begin winning.
So you touched on it a little bit. I want to dig a little deeper. This is the best Patriots, and I don't know, if you don't want to use the word vibes, don't. If you don't like vibes around here, I know Dan Ball doesn't really love the word vibes. Didn't you give me a hard time, Dan Ball, previously in the Red Sox world of vibes being overused?
Yeah, I do think it's overused. I think there are more eloquent ways that you can
culture?
State it. Like culture. I think culture is the perfect or more sports appropriate word.
Okay. You know the vibes?
So let's go to culture. This is the best Patriots culture since... ..
2014.
I would argue it's further back than that. I think we might be able to argue 2004.
I think that 2014 team really liked each other. I think they had great vibes on that team. Ascending Edelman, Amendola, healthy, taking on his new role. A full season of Gronk, Revis. Like, that was a...
LaFell. Giselle was part of it. Guerrero
she
was
liked
part
it,
of it.
And they were beneath, they were more
I think the seeds of discontent were... already sprouting.
I think they came up, I think, in 2015. Like, you can plant. They're laying fallow at the time.
Oh, no. They had shot through. And you pulled a couple, and you're like, phew, I got to those before.
I don't know. That team.
Oh, my God, there's more.
That team, That team, that stadium, that whole entire scene. I think
it's 04.
Really?
I go back to 04. I think that 04 team, obviously, we get into the same question. Is it easy to have good culture when you're so dominant? Because that was a dominant football team with Corey Dillon, everything they could do. But I think that team was all in. And you know what that team had consistency with? Coaching. Remember, that was prior to Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss leaving and sort of now finding new ways with Josh McDaniels and Eric Mangini. Like,
it was also the last year of Rack and Charlie Weiss as well. And we Yeah, sorry. I know the transition, but like that, not enough is placed in that.
No, I know. And I think that is foundationally a timeline point there. And I think this is the best since then. And some of it is the opposite end of the spectrum, but is the coaching staff and the stability and everything that he's brought, which is why I guess we can't get greedy there. Yeah, we can't get greedy.
Go ahead.
Because we're going to get into Josh later and his coaching stature is going.
Please.
But isn't it safe to say
hogwash.
This coaching staff will only be together for 1 year?
No.
I think it's safe to say
Now, when you say coaching staff.
Thomas Brown and Doug Marone.
The entirety of
yes.
it.
Yes. You're going to lose somebody.
Todd Downing or Thomas Brown
OC
or is going to be an OC someplace.
Okay, see, that's my point.
Yeah, okay.
So you're only going to get this exact grouping.
Your executive structure will stay in place.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch, McDaniels, Terrell Williams. Jennings will probably be here too. And Mike Vrabel, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Someone else, though, I wouldn't say
position
Marone.
Coaches will.
Yeah,
will
someone's going to have to go, especially since Thomas Brown did so much last year for the Bears.
Yes.
And now you've got people like, I think McDaniels would probably tell you, you know, over a draft beer, hey, this guy, he's helping me out a lot.
Well, and you're probably going to get to some of, you know, people, we're not going to get Sean McVay, and every year they pull apart, his passing game coordinator I'll take from Sean McVay. I think you're going to get some of that from this successful Drake May offense. Yes, Dan Ball?
In the same breath, though, guys, wouldn't you say that the Patriots are becoming more of a destination, no longer football Siberia for players?
Oh, 100%.
And wouldn't we be able to say the same thing about coaches?
100%.
I would trust them to be able to replace those individuals pretty swiftly, considering how easily they did it in year one.
Yeah, if other offensive coordinators get canned around the league, but they're still well-regarded, Andy, wouldn't they want to come just the same way, Dan? There used to be the whole thing about get yourself around Belichick and Brady, you get the Patriot cologne on you, you rehab your image, next thing you know, you're coordinating somewhere else in 2 years.
Now it's the Vrabel May cologne, I think, a little bit, and that's good for people. And yes, and also, if they look at it on paper and they're like, you have how much cap space? Oh, so you're probably going to either draft or sign a really good receiver or, you know what I mean? Every position might look at it as, I'm probably going to be given some new talent on top of the talent that's allowing them to succeed this year. But it's all good. It's all good, right? It's all good in that room. And this was just the latest, greatest example, because much like a year ago where we had all the little brush fires that are bad.
They were more than brush fires.
What's the opposite of a brush fire, like a good thing? We've had lots of little examples of culture and leadership and Steph Diggs and
I would say I'm not going to say rainbows, but I would
rainbows.
Sure,
you've had lots of little rainbows, and I think this week was an example of kind of a few mini rainbows kind of coming together to make one big rainbow. And it's accountability, it's leadership. No, you know, coach, we're not going to lose to the Jets. Relax, we're going to practice, we're going to go to meetings, we're going to be prepared. It also helps that they
stink.
Can
we have fried? They stink. Can we have fried? Like, they're probably also looking towards the secret gold and
they're not dumb.
Dangling carrot of like, can we have Friday off? We have a micro buy.
They're not dumb. If we go take care of business, we're going to have a fun weekend.
72 to 96 hours. OFF.
So a bad team is coming to town. Do we need 20 minutes earlier this, you know, Tuesday, or would rather have the whole weekend off? And I think you'll get their answer, and you'll get their answer with their performance on Thursday night against bad Jets team that's won two in a row.
They have
bad two in a row. Bad two in a row.
And isn't it funny that they're actually playing seemingly better football? Granted, they didn't necessarily beat great teams, but they're playing. It's one of.
Oh, I don't think we do that in New England because we were on the wrong end of that for a while. So now you play the schedule put in front of you, right?
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Do you expect the Jets to put forth a representative effort tomorrow night?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they're good enough. I think they're probably going to have to throw for more than 47 yards to beat Drake May. I think they're probably going to, and if they don't return a kick and a punt for a touchdown, where is it coming from? I started to dabble in their statistics. They don't sack the quarterback, so that's good.
No, they don't rush the pack.
They also don't pick off the quarterback. So the two ways
it's
that
I pass defense, but it's not.
But they don't make those plays. They're minus 10 in turnover ratio. So if I were going to try to convince myself of a trap game, I would have thought Drake May gets hit, Drake May throws picks. Well, the Jets don't really hit the quarterback, and they don't really get picked off passes from the quarterback. So two steps right there towards the Patriots taking care of
it. And they can kind of run, but New England has the best run defense in football. So
boom,
everything, the Trinity is lining up there so that it should be a Patriots dominant night. Again, I just think it's going to take a while for things to get in rhythm because you are coming off such a physical game Sunday in the heat.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the culture that Dan Ball wants me to call it? The culture down in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Drake May and the leadership. No, they don't want to take time off from meetings, coach. No, they don't want to be soft and go inside. They want to be on the field in the elements preparing for Thursday night. Is this the best culture this team has had since, well, Ted Johnson was on it back in 2004. How good is this culture in New England right now? Take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next, Rob Gronkowski was back at Gillette Stadium. I don't believe there were any vroom vrooms today, but Rob Gronkowski, one-day contract to retire a Patriot. Is he the greatest tight end of all time? Is he one of the most dominant Patriots, physically dominant Patriots of all time? And does he deserve a statue at Gillette Stadium? Apparently, we're building statues these days. A little Gronkowski talk up next here on WEEIF.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Play the Jets tomorrow night. How about a 2-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Signing bonus.
Nothing's changed.
That was a little lighthearted interaction down at Gillette Stadium between Rob Gronkowski, once again a Patriot, forever a Patriot, right, Fitzy?
Yeah.
We forget all about those Tampa days.
I forgive him those.
I do too.
He especially.
I told you I rooted against Brady and for Gronk. It was weird.
How'd you do that?
It didn't work well.
The only way Gronk could get the ball was from the guy that you were rooting against.
I was like, run a Philly special or something. Have somebody else throw to Gronk.
You know, the Brady stuff I've come to peace and terms with over time, but Gronk I forgave, not even just forgave, but like understood exactly why he went where he went. With that much personality, to feel like you were being suppressed or not appreciated to the level you should have, considering, talking about culture, somebody who like completely changed, if not just brought the culture himself. He was a party. He was a personality. He was a lifestyle. He was it. The vibe, you name it. And to think that he, like, this also speaks a lot to his character, that he would honor a friend's, like, deathbed request. Hey, I always wanted you to retire a Patriot. Yep. For her to mean that much to him and for him to say, I'm a man of my word and I'll do that, that's pretty cool.
And you're referencing Susan Hurley, who was a remarkable woman who mm-hmm. ran, I believe it was called Charity Teams, was the organization that basically organized all of these charitable running teams for the Boston Marathon. So I had some interactions with her the couple times I ran it for the Patriots. She ran the Patriots charitable. She was a saint. And this is a woman who's dealing with Gronk. Like, she's right. on that level of sort of quasi-celebrity mm-hmm. and in that world.
Yo soy fiesta.
And I remember I had, like, a sprained ankle, and all of a sudden she called me. Well, what do you want to do? How are you going to get ready? What do you, you know, like, she said, you know, do you have the access to this? Do you have access to that?
And she I was had like, that kind of maternal
wait, I'm like one of a thousand people you're dealing with on this type of an issue, and you found time, and you're a great, great woman. And you're right.
I love that.
This was a promise that Gronk had made her, so he made good on it today by signing the whatever these one-day
honorary
deals.
I hate them.
I honestly hate them.
Does it matter that much to him, or is he doing it, like, is he signing this because it means something to him as well as honoring her memory because of how important she was to him?
I think it's probably more her memory, and he knows it's not bad for the brand or him or Gronk. I mean, no. He still lives in the area, has a house in the area, like the whole thing. It's good.
Spike in the jersey sales.
Also, it's not a bad thing if he's Gronk. You know, if they were headed towards a Jets-like existence, 10 mm-hmm. years of just futility, well, like, it's not bad for Gronk to be aligned with the surge in Patriots and Drake May and Mike Vrabel. Like,
I was going to say, the funny thing is, we're doing a quick bit on it today in the middle of the show or the start of the show, and that'll be that. If the Patriots were like they were last year in the Mayo era, we'd do most of the show on this today.
100%. And, like, when he has Gronk Day and he's elected to the Patriots Hall of Fame, and then that won't be the event that day. There'll be an actual game going on that's somewhat important. Unlike when Mike Vrabel was here, mm-hmm. when it was like, we're a crappy team. We need the Tom Brady. Can you come to a game? Can anyone come to a game to give us an event to market?
No, can we honor Julian again?
The marketing of the Patriots right now is Drake May and Mike Vrabel and the football team, and Gronk is aligned with that. But
it's self-perpetuating at this
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. So it's good for him to be aligned with it. I do wonder, that little interaction that Stiz played, you think that was legitimately ad-libbed off the cuff, or was that prepared?
Can we hear that again, please?
Stiz, could you roll that again?
Since we play the Jets tomorrow night, how about a two-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's the signing bonus?
No.
Nothing's changed.
Nope, that is not pre-scripted.
Okay,
I think Robert had that line in his back pocket, or somebody gave that to him, like, oh, that'll, you know, do something about the Jets. That'll kill, because Gronk, you know, dominated right. against the Jets. But then Gronk actually coming up with the signing bonus line. That's pretty good.
And I think Robert
Mickey Glazer
up,
probably gave it to him.
I think Robert coming up with the nothing's changed line is good. That actually made me feel good about Robert, the 82-year-old. He got a little fastball there. He threw a little fastball. Gronk kind of threw a fastball, and he threw a fastball back at him. So I enjoyed that interaction. So we all know Rob Gronkowski, second-round pick, who went on to become, in my opinion, the greatest tight end of all time. And I don't think it's particularly close.
I don't. Yeah, this is going to be a hot take. I don't think you are the sole holder of that opinion.
No, but a lot of people push back. Oh, because Kelsey has this and
Kelsey is
Tony
a
Gonzalez
giant slot receiver. Can we just get down to business, please?
You're
speaking
my language.
Kelsey is a ginormous, super successful, handsome, rich, and soon to be extra, 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 extra rich slot receiver. He is not the true meaning of it. Rob Gronkowski was a left tackle with elite hands, speed, and daring. Please, can we stop with the comparison?
And despite a shortened career because of the way he played, violent. He played violent physical football, and I'm not just
threw
talking
people
about
out the club.
But he all like he blocked on every play. He took big hits down the field as a big rumbling, stumbling tight end.
He was Mark Bavaro with speed.
Do you know he still holds the NFL records for most 100-yard games by a tight end? Mm-hmm. 32. You'd think that would go to, I don't know, oversized slot receivers mm-hmm. named Tony Gonzalez or Travis Kelce, and most total touchdowns by a tight end at 93. So even while doing the dirty work, he was doing the sexy work. He was putting up the stats that supposedly these other guys put up that make them better tight ends. So I'm all in on Gronk. The question is, where does Gronk sit in Patriots history? I knew I would get some oldies a little worked up when I said that Gronk might be the most physically dominant Patriot ever.
Oh, the John Hanna text coming.
Instantly.
Like, they have the guys that are just like, yeah, my butt cheeks haven't recovered from freezing my ass off at Sullivan Stadium watching John Hanna dominate for years. Okay.
And John Hanna is dominant. Like, he's in the conversation. And Gronk probably replaces him if I put Gronk on the list.
Isn't John Hanna in the running for, if you were to pick an all-time NFL team?
Yes.
There would probably be three Patriots on the All-22 all-time, correct? John Hanna, Tom Brady, and Gronk.
Yeah. And maybe Adam Vinatieri.
All-22.
Greatest kicker.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we're going to go full team.
I stretched it out like an NBA all-star team. We'll get into that later. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Brady gets the nod for the quarterback.
Yes.
Gronk should get the nod at tight end, and John Hanna's in the running for... So you'd have three... That's pretty damn good representation, by the way.
And John Hanna's going to get in forever because Sports Illustrated wrote the greatest guard of all time like 50 years ago, whenever that was on their cover, and nobody really studies guard play. Who's going to be like, you know what? I actually think that Logan Mankins is a better guard than John Hanna. No one has the balls to do it because Sports Illustrated said he was the greatest of all time. So there are a couple questions here. First of all, let's roll. Gronk had a pretty good... Now, this is prepared. I'm pretty sure this is prepared. But having watched him every week on Fox, I actually thought he did a pretty good job delivering what this means to him to come back and retire a Patriot.
This means a lot to me because I'm a New England Patriot. I'm a Patriot for life. My career started here at 100%, needed to end here. There's no doubt about that. The whole Gronk persona, everything about myself was all because of you guys, was all because of the fans here in New England, was all because of my teammates accepting me. And everyone else here, you know, just accepting who I was from the very beginning and embracing it and letting me just play the game of football out on the football field. It was an absolute no-brainer to come here and retire as a Patriot.
So
he's even aware of the Gronk persona,
mm-hmm.
which means every time that people are like, hey, Fitzy, Hart, is he just like that all the time? Is he like, no.
Well, kind of.
He kind of is.
He magnified it.
He does. Yeah, exactly. He allows it to multiply around other people. He gives them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does the whole like, yes, I know I play Superman. I'm not Superman, but I'll be happy to say Yo Soy Fiesta or Up, Up and Away whenever it does to make the kids smile or, you know, make the guys over in the P10 lot before the game chortle.
Oh, he is. I've used the word forever with Gronk, genuine. Like, what you see is what you get. Does he magnify it a little bit? Yes. But he also does the things you see that you think are him playing to the audience with his brothers. What was his buddy's name? Goon? Was it Goon?
Goon?
The driver, the short, stubby guy who drove
the
bus.
Greg Hill's guy?
No, but I met that guy one time when Greg had Gronk on, and I had to go upstairs and get him. That guy, I think it is Goon, Andy.
I think it's Goon.
He was driving the car.
Doesn't that make sense? Like, if you had to guess, though, Goon would be the right educator.
Yeah, the handler for a Gronk is a Goon.
Goon, Goober, or Goozle. It'll have to be one of those three, right?
So, Rob Gronkowski appreciates his time here. I'm sure he also appreciates his time in Tampa and another ring and the money he made. And
who's your favorite non-Tom Brady Patriot?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Gronk. I don't know why I asked.
James Devlin.
What's our criteria? Like, I hate to
How
be that
could it
guy.
Not be Gronk?
It's Gronk.
It should be everyone's answer.
I've said, when you take into account personality, talent, production, success, like all of the factors, you don't need to eliminate Tom Brady. It's Rob Gronkowski is my favorite player of all time. And it's not really close. He won. He dominated. He was enjoyable. He mm-hmm. was, you know, professional, good to work with as a media member, great to fan. Like, Gronk has it all. The only time he ever had his issues was, like, what Kraft is kind of alluding to. Money, doctors, bill, sort of that world.
There was that 20. But then again, let's go. Now we're going.
Vroom.
Yeah, we're going back to culture and vibes. They got messed up after Super Bowl 51. The apex of all of their accomplishments together. 2017 was a mess. That team should have absolutely steamrolled to a Super Bowl championship, not had all that dysfunction mired all the way up into controversy in a Super Bowl defeat.
So Rob Gronkowski was asked about statues. Statues are the latest thing. It's funny. We existed as a Patriot nation for how many years? 60 years with no statues? You put one statue up, and now we just have to keep talking about statues. It's all statue talk. So does Gronk think Gronk deserves a statue?
Rod, what's your vision for the statue up front?
Tom's statue? It's beautiful. Yeah, Tom's one of a kind. Like, Tom, I don't... you're throwing me on the spot like that. Mind if you put one, just put me in the end zone and me tiny, because Tom is one of a kind, the greatest. He played for 20 plus years here. I think that the only statue to be deserved here is Tom Brady. I mean, so I just will honor it and take pictures next to it.
Is that a shot at Bill Belichick from Rob Gronkowski? The only statue here is Tom Brady.
For now.
Did you hear that, Bill? Carolina Bill? Losing record Bill?
Chapel Bill? No.
Tom Brady is the only statue in this town.
Hasn't Gronk's stance on Belichick also softened over time?
Oh, yeah. Time heals all wounds.
Supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not around the person.
I'm still mad about Butler, but that's fine.
But, like, you're not around the person that was making your life miserable for 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, it's like when you, like, a marriage or being roommates reaches a point where you're like, it's untenable now. Then you either get divorced and then you meet up over the kids later at a graduation, or like you just stop living together and you're like, oh, wait, we can totally hang out. We just can't sleep in the same apartment.
Right. And
because I'm tired of picking up your laundry.
You know that country song line of something to the effect of like, I'd hate my wife if it were for my kids. Like, he might hate Bill if it weren't for the Super Bowls and the success and the fun. Mm-hmm. Like, they had great times together. They had bad times together.
But he ground him down to a nub, and he needed a break. And I, you know, listen, I wasn't a P1 for Tommy and Gronky and all of their Tampa antics and webisodes. Obviously, it was kind of a bitter pill for a lot of us to swallow as we watched Cam Newton languish behind a patchwork offensive line with no talent around him. Meanwhile, they're flourishing and thriving down there in the warm weather, having tequila-soaked Super Bowl flotillas. Good for them. But at the same time, now with a little hindsight and perspective, it's like, this is actually almost sort of kind of how the story needed to end.
So I will give my opinion on a Gronk statue as my 3-point stance about a half hour from now. What's your thoughts on a statue for Gronk? Does he deserve one?
No.
No.
No. Should he be the first person? I've made this point many times. There are a couple of numbers on the New England Patriots that shouldn't be worn again, or at least should be honored in a certain respect. 54, 87 being two. Maybe even 11. Three numbers, I apologize. 11, 54, 87. Because there are two players, each worthy of retirement or enshrinement in a certain capacity. They need to be in a ring of honor, or they need to only be allowed to be used when greatness is guaranteed to follow. And it starts with 87 because of Ben Coates, who doesn't get enough love around here, and Gronk. But does he get a statue? No.
Patriots are on a 7-game winning streak. You know who else is on a 7-game winning streak in this town?
Us in the pick six portion?
No. That would be Marco Sturm, my guy in the Boston Bruins, take care of business last night against the Maple Leafs. Are the Bruins this good? Was Dan Ball that wrong when he told me to prepare to watch Penn State games? The Bruins are finding their way under Marco Sturm. A little Bruins talk next here on WEEIF.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Afternoons.
I told Kells, that's more than I and you had together. He's like, and practice. Like, yes. Including practice. So.
That's great.
Oh, Fitzy, that was good of you to be nice to Marco Stern for a little laugh. A little funny, funny.
Yeah, listen, it's
that
the,
was great.
It's the drop that keeps on giving.
Boston Bruins are not giving away anything right now. They're making teams earn everything they get against them, get a 5-3 win over the Maple Leafs. Second time in a short span. What, they play Saturday, so 3 days, whatever it may be. They were kind of dominating the game, and then the Leafs finally showed some life. The Bruins were up 4-1, and it was only won because of a McAvoy turnover for a shorthanded goal. Yeah, oops is a conversation we can have with him. But you got a couple goals from Pasta. 400th was in there, 401st as well.
Look at that. Just bringing up the box score. Your Boston Bruins are 11-7.
Oh, yeah, they're good. 11? They are tied for the points lead in the Atlantic. Now, a little misleading because Montreal is a couple games behind them in games played. But, you know, your goalie was stopping pucks. Mm-hmm. Your offense is scoring a little bit. Like, all of a sudden, you look like a representative hockey team. And, you know, I even listened to Marco Sturm pregame, and he was like, well, playing the Leafs again in a short period here, and we kind of controlled them the other night. I look at it in two different ways. If that was my team, I'd be looking for them to come out with P&V, as Ted Johnson would say, and bring a little muster. You should be embarrassed, you know.
Right.
And the Bruins came out and controlled the game from the beginning. Like I said, it got a little squirrely there in the third, but you end up with a 5-3 win, 7 in a row. Like, I don't know, like, where our minds were after that losing streak and the famous, you know, funeral march Ted has been, you know, playing.
They were 3-0. We were all high up in the biz because, wow, look at these Bruins. This is energy, effort, and attitude that is carrying a team.
Yep.
A ragtag misfit squad of overachievers in the NHL to a hot start. And then the appropriate losing streak took place. To see them now rattle off 7 straight like this.
7!
It's bananas. And you know what they are right now? They
good.
Are the op. They're very good. They're the reverse Celtics. They are making the most out of the less that they have.
So 8-2 in their last 10 games.
Man.
Their 7-game losing streak, I wanted to double check this, I believe is at least 2 or 3 more than anyone else in hockey. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs early in the year. Razor's talked about this. I'm sure he'll reference it again on Thursday when we talk to him then. They're winning consistently in a league where not a lot of teams are finding ways to win consistently. And, you know, we spent a lot of time, Dan Ball, talking about Mike Vrabel, right? And how he's changed the culture and he's getting more out of less and everything starts with Mike Vrabel. It all trickled. Don't we have to have the same conversation with Marco Sturm, Dan Ball?
No question about it. Yeah, I think it is just as obvious what Marco Sturm is bringing as what Mike Vrabel is bringing, but it's even more of a surprise because we don't have any sample size like we did with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. This is the first time at the NHL level that Sturm has had the chance to do this. So absolutely, I think you see so much of what you hear from Sturm and what he kind of presents to the media frontward facing in how this team is playing so far. And I continue to be extremely pleasantly surprised.
Dan, what is the next closest winning streak in the NHL right now?
There are 2 teams out in the West that have 4-game win streaks right now. So Andy was right on that. Colorado, who was my cup pick, 11-1-5 on the season. They've won 4 in a row.
It's not bad.
And San Jose, upstart team with a couple of Boston guys, Macklin Celebrini out there too, 4 in a row, 8-6-3 to lead the Pacific.
So Dan, as I look at this team, and we were questioning the talent, we knew you were going to get Pasta, and you got Pasta. Pasta's doing Pasta things right now.
Right.
Geeky is playing really well. Zadorov, I think, has set a tone. I said to you off air, every time I tune in, Zadorov is doing something physical that I love. And last night
he's your Spillane.
Yeah, kind of.
Sort of.
Maybe not quite as statistically impactful as Spillane is. But
pass the eye test.
Yesterday, there was this guy, this little guy wanted to fight him. This little guy's all up in his face. And Zadorov's like,
you don't want this smoke.
Keeps his gloves on and kind of just, I don't know, chest bumped him to the ice and then laid on top of him like he was his big brother and mom said you're not allowed to punch him kind of thing.
Kind
of
ragdolled him.
Yeah, kind of ragdolled him. And that poor guy gets his ass kicked in front of the crowd. And then the ref goes, oh, and by the way, he didn't take his gloves off, so you're going to the box, and he gets to keep playing because you're the idiot here on both ends. You know, right? Mentally, you got beat, and physically, you got beat. So Zadorov is playing with physicality, but with some, I don't know, heady physicality, not doing dumb things that cost his team, you know, penalties and problems.
And you know who else's name keeps coming up in a positive way? Geeky.
Oh, absolutely. No.
Is that turning into one of the better? Is that turning? Dan, would you say that's turning into one of the better signings? Or more value-based signings in recent, considering the money spent on the Lindholms,
yeah,
and what they spent on Geeky and the ROI?
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, compared to expectation versus reality,
is that a stat?
It's not
EVR, but it's, expectation.
It's more of an eye test type thing. But yeah, it's one of the few signings that I can think of where you had a certain expectation for the player, and it's been better for the Bruins recently. They have a lot of guys who you signed with high expectations who have kind of been middling. But this is the one guy who you brought in with, yeah, all right, he's going to be a middle six forward, maybe he'll contribute, and then he has absolutely had a career renaissance in Boston.
And awesome. he was available in the draft, right? The expansion draft. You know, he's a low-priced free agent. Like, he's a guy that, you know, has kind of bounced around a little bit, and all of a sudden, I saw the number, Dan Ball, and you don't need to find it, but the stat was in 2025. So basically since January 1st of last year, he's second in goals only to Pasternak, and he was only, like, three behind or something.
Yeah.
So he is becoming an offensive force for you, and in a team that needs some more offensive force.
Very quietly, 44 goals now in the last 2 years. And if you add on the year before it, that's 50, 61 goals. He had, he has 83 career goals. Mm-hmm. So he has more in three seasons in Boston than the 4 years prior with Carolina and Seattle.
Okay. Would you, if I had told you this before the season, you would have been like, someone got into the NHL.com stats machine and futzed things up a little bit. 18 games played. He has 11 goals and five. He's got 16 points. I don't know. There's no war or whatever else for a hockey player, but like, dude's numbers are off the charts considering what they paid for him and also what was expected offensively of this team.
And the efficiency. You know, I told Dan Ball, I don't know if I mentioned it on air, I read a very deep feature on Geeky that included the stick he likes, the curvature of the stick he likes, the color of the tape.
Feature?
Oh, my God. But some of his numbers in terms of accuracy and efficiency on shots are among the best in hockey. Like, you're seeing a guy that, you know, I always joke, Bill used to say the year two jump, and then when people would break out in year six, I'd be like, is year six jump a thing? Well, Geeky feels like a guy that's having a mid-career jump into, wow, he's a pretty good player. He's better than anyone really probably ever thought he was going
to
be.
Yeah, it's all situational. He happened to find himself in a spot where the Bruins desperately needed secondary scoring behind Pasternak, and goal scoring is the hardest thing to find in the NHL. You can have guys who have a lot of speed, who work hard, you have guys who hit, who can pass, but goal scoring is just an innate talent that you either have or you don't, and for whatever reason, the Bruins front office always struggled to find it. Last thing on this, so the Bruins sweep the Maple Leafs, right?
Let's go!
Already great to begin with. The Bruins came in victors against Toronto before they even played on Saturday. Last year, trade deadline, we were here breaking it.
Yeah.
Brandon Carlo for Fraser Minton in a first-round pick is looking like an absolute fleece job by Don Sweeney and company. Absolute fleece job, because that pick is getting better and better and better, and Carlo is getting worse and worse and worse.
Don't tell me do we have to start loving up on Sweeney now?
Well, Sweeney at the trade deadline's been pretty good. It's the Sweeney on draft day that needs to pull things together a little bit better, and Sweeney and some of the offseason signings. But yes, Sweeney on trade deadline day has done a pretty good job for the Bruins, who have won, yes, 7 games in a row, 11-7, tied for the most points in the Atlantic Division. Things are rolling. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson joins the fun. Time for our three-point stances, where I'll give you my unbiased opinion on Rob Gronkowski and whether he should have a statue in Foxborough. That's up next here on WEEI.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.